This afternoon, our readings through the Psalm 119 brings us to the section that is known as Ayin, and we will be reading from the verse 49. Listen to these words as we read them. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for the word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts, remembering that the Hebrew language is a pictorial language, and that every section of this psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible, is prefixed by a little picture, and each of those pictures is a letter in the Hebrew alphabet. We must ask ourselves, what does the ayin represent? The ayin follows on naturally from the vav. The vav, which we looked at last time, is the nail, and God's word needs to be like a nail fastened to our hearts. The ayin, appropriately enough, is the hammer. God's word is not just a nail, it is also a hammer. And we all know that a nail is pretty useless without a hammer, and a hammer serves no purpose if it does not have a nail. The two are very much partners in the one exercise. And so here in this psalm, from verse 49, we are presented with the hammer. So what does the hammer have to do with the word of God? Remembering that this psalm is all about the scriptures. It's all about our relationship to the Bible. If I could put it this way, what is the hammer that fixes the word of God onto our hearts? The clue is found in the passage that we have read. There is one word here that is used three times. It is the word remember. Verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse 52, I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Verse 55, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Surely this is how God's word is fixed to our hearts. We remember the word of God. I passionately believe that children need to be taught God's word. They need to be taught to remember God's word, to have it committed to their minds. And as it is committed to their minds, we pray that it might find a place in their hearts. There are verses of scripture that I learned as a child. There are whole passages that I learned as a child, and they are precious to me to this day. They are amongst my favourite portions of scripture. I can remember the Psalm 27. I can remember the Psalm 34. I can remember, of course, the Psalm 23. Passages I learned as a child. I can remember precious verses I learned as a child. John 3:16, John 14:6. They are with me to this day. It is important to teach our children the word of God, but it is also important for us as adults to be familiar with the word and to be constantly going over the word, reading it, thinking about it, turning it over in our minds, lest we forget. It's important that we remember the word. If we do not remember God's word will not be the nail that is in our hearts. Remembrance is the hammer that fixes God's word onto our minds and into our hearts. Let's think about how he uses this word remember here. Verse 49 is a prayer. Remember thy word unto thy servant. He's asking God to remember his word. The reason why the writer of this psalm was asking God to remember the word was because he remembered the word himself. He was calling God to account in a very reverential way. He was saying, Lord, you have promised this. You said you would do this. Therefore, I'm asking you to remember your word. How can we pray? Some people ask the question, how can we know how to pray? This is a very good question. It is one of the best questions we could ever ask. It is the questions the disciples themselves asked of the Lord when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And the reason why they wanted the Lord to teach them to pray was because they felt wholly inadequate when it came to prayer. And we are very inadequate when it comes to prayer. But how did the Lord teach the disciples to pray? He presented the family prayer, or the Lord's prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with repeating those words in prayer, as long as they are not an empty repetition. If they truly come from our hearts, we're remembering what God himself taught us to pray. But there are other passages we can use as well. The Psalm 23, the Psalm 121, many other passages. This particular passage we have read, remember thy word unto thy servant. We can repeat this to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you have made certain promises. You've promised to hear prayer. You've promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, honor your word. You see, as we remember God's word, it helps us to pray, because we can then talk to God with the very language of Scripture, because Scripture is the very writings of God himself. This man who wrote the psalm, he said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. I'm resting in your word, it's all I have. And that's all we have in this world. That's why it's so important that you know Christ as your Saviour. Because the teachings of God's word is the only hope that we have in a very uncertain and cruel and insecure world. Are you absolutely trusting on the word of God today? Are you hoping on God's word? Everything else will give way. But God's word alone will stand. The psalmist also said in the verse 52, I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. As he remembered God's word, he was comforted. Isn't that marvelous? He was comforted. Why did he remember God's judgments of old? By looking into the scriptures, he could remember what God has done in the past. The Bible tells us something fundamental about God, which is fundamental to our understanding of life on earth. God created us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's so important. That's a great comfort, to think God made all things. And therefore, all things are in his control. The whole world is in his hands. What a comfort that is, to be resting upon him. And then in verse 55, he writes, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. In the night time, he remembered the Lord. The night represents fear. The night represents sorrow, pain. He talks about sorrow and pain here. He talks about horror in the verse 53. He talks about the wicked that forsake the law. He talks about the proud that have had him in derision. So he's talking about that which would be symbolized by the night time. But yet in the very worst of times, he remembered the name of the Lord. He remembered what God has done. As we remember the Lord's name, what precious name do we remember more than any? It is the name of Jesus, because the name Jesus means Savior. Here is our hope. In the darkness of this world, as we stare death in the face, as we look around the next corner of life, not knowing what the world may throw at us, yet we know there is a Savior who died for us. Are you trusting him at this time? Do you truly remember Christ in your hearts? Is the word of God fastened to you with the hammer of remembrance? I thank you so much for listening.